And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Tomorrow evening, the Center for Louisiana Studies presents another in their backyard series. It's on storytelling. It's called Pascal Storytelling, a famous storyteller from Mamou. And Mitch and Craig Reed will be there talking about the storytelling traditions in Mamou. Barry Ossoley will be there as well, and they will tell some stories. The doors open at 6 at Vermilionville, and the presentation begins at 6:30. And it's free and open to everyone. Opening on Wednesday in downtown Lafayette at Theater 810, the play Red by playwright John Logan. And it will feature the actors Duncan Thistlewaite and Brady McKellar. The play won all kinds of awards and was nominated for so many more. It's about a very particular period in the life of Mark Rothko, the artist who did the paintings in the Rothko Chapel in Houston. This was an interesting period in his life, and Duncan Thistlewaite is Mark Rothko, and Brady McKellar plays his assistant at that time who was helping him. Very intense play about this artist. At Theater 810, it only runs this week, Wednesday through Sunday at Theater 810. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 or going to the Eventbrite site, which is wanderlustred.eventbrite.com. It's a production of Wanderlust Theater Company and is directed by Elsa Dimitriadis. The National Writing Project of Acadiana presents an evening with author Tim Parrish. He'll be reading this Wednesday, October 9th at 7:30 at the Picard Center. He'll be reading and discussing his new memoir, Fear and What Follows, that's been published by the University Press of Mississippi. He'll also be reading from his new novel called The Jumper. Tim Parrish is a Baton Rouge native and author of the story collection Red Stick Men. That's this coming Wednesday, October 9th, 7:30 at the Picard Center. It's free and open to everyone. The Acadiana Center for the Arts Family Performance Series will kick off this Thursday, October 10th. Tutatraque Theater presents Alice in Wonderland, a different take on Alice in Wonderland. It's for 6 to 10-year-olds. It will start at 6:30 at the ACA this Thursday, October 10th. Tickets are available either online or that evening at the door. Chorale Acadienne presents their first concert of the season. It's a German Requiem at Our Lady of Fatima Church this Friday, October 11th, 7:30. That's on Johnston Street. Tickets will be available at the door. And the Lafayette Science Museum Foundation presents Museum of Fear. It begins October 11th, this coming Friday, and will run through Halloween night on select days. If you would like to know more about it, you can go to the Science Museum website, which is LafayetteScienceMuseum.org. For more information, you can call or go to that website or their Facebook page. That's Museum of Fear starting this Friday at the Science Museum. The Bag Mat Ministry makes sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags, and they invite you to learn how to make those, either as an individual or as a group for a service project. Their next workshop is this Saturday, October 12th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church on Roselawn Boulevard. You can stay for an hour or the entire day, bring a bag lunch. It's a really good project for youth service groups, but for anyone interested in learning how to do that. Also, the Promised Land Symposium will take place this Saturday. It's the inaugural International African Diaspora Heritage Trail Symposium Promised Land. It's a tribute to African indigenous Creoles and enslaved progenitors. That will be taking place in St. Martinville at the African American Museum. For more information, you can call them or go to their website. The Nature Station has paddle trips from the Nature Station to Vermilionville. There will be one this Sunday, October 13th. It begins at 7 a.m. and it starts off at the Acadiana Park Nature Station and will go down to Vermilionville. For more information about this paddle trip, contact the Acadiana Park Nature Station. And the film series, the Southern Filmmakers Film Series at Vermilionville, will continue with the film Bending Sticks, the Sculpture of Patrick Doherty. And the filmmakers are Kenny Dashheimer and Penelope Monsell, and they'll be there as well. That's Monday, October 14th at 6:30 p.m. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and finding out more about our schedule. If you'd like to listen to archive shows or podcast shows, just search for the show you're interested in listening to. And when you get there, you can listen to our archive of that show or download them for listening to later on. And at our website, you can find out more about supporting KRVS, either through donating a vehicle, a car, truck, boat, motorcycle, RV. There's a big red button at the bottom of our homepage. You can click on that and fill out information about your vehicle or call the toll-free number on that page. And KRVS will be carrying festivals Acadia et Creole live this weekend. The festival is Friday through Sunday. KRVS will carry the music live on Saturday and Sunday. We'll have a tent out on the festival grounds, and we hope that you'll be joining us, stopping by to find out more about KRVS's broadcast. And we'll have some giveaways. You can put in your name and address, and we'll have a few items to give away there. That's KRVS's tent and live broadcast of festivals Acadia et Creole, which takes place this weekend, Friday through Sunday in Girard Park. And stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's World of Opera. At 11, it's Japan Jukebox. At midnight, Sound Club. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, Terminal Addiction. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.